if you would, in just your ordinary conversational voice, if you count up to 20, please, and I'll watch this and see how it's recording.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, sir. And would you say the days of the week and the months of the year?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
All right. That'll do very nicely. Ignore it. These are wonderful gadgets. They're really a much better system of recording this material than trying to take notes.
As President found out, I have his book. I got the book.
Yes. This thing is the same type machine that Rosemary uses.
The 18-minute gap.
Really very fine recorder, but it does act up occasionally. And I was struggling with it one day. I was interviewing a lady who was very patient. The more she watched me, work this knob and work that, and it still wouldn't pick up the voice. She says, the more I look at you, the more working with that tape recorder, the more I think you must be a Republican.
Well, I tell you, I like to vote for the man and not the party. For instance, I voted for Eisenhower both times, and I voted for Goldwater. So I don't think this party business.
Most unfortunate thing, I don't know how it strikes you, but it really does. I read this morning that Kalmbaugh is 6 months.
16th one that's gone to jail. Is that miserable?
It really is. This is off the subject, but it really does. It's a bad thing to live through.
I know it. It's political expediency.
Mm-hmm. And apparently there's no end in sight to it.
No. I just keep on going. Worse. Bad to worse.
I'd like to start with some questions about the farm.
Right.
Well, in fact, there were some items yesterday that we were talking about. And I'd like to get on tape in case we don't get them again. You said that you used to take the shell of a corn and take it to the mill, mm-hmm. and one day they couldn't take care of you because he was what?
Are you recording now?
Yes.
Well, the miller told me I couldn't get any meal that day because Uncle Abner was pecking on the rock. Well, I had no idea what pecking on the rock meant, but I heard this noise inside the mill house, and I went in there, and this old nigger had the millstone out, this enormous millstone, weighed probably 250 pounds, and he had a hammer and a coal chisel, and he was sharpening the rock. See, those indentations on the rock, they would get smooth in time and wouldn't grind the corn well, so he had to sharpen them with it, and it took just about all day to sharpen the rock. I'll show you the rock out there when we get through. And that's what he was doing. So I had to go back the next day and get the meal.
And I think at the time we asked you whether you used the word turn.